Caesar was a great man, but Caesar had his day. In this day of a bad economy, high unemployment, bad government, corrupt executives, we need answers. Do you have questions? Want politicians in care? Want someone to stand up for your rights? Find out what's really going on? I have one man that will do that, and his name is Albert Lewis. The Radio Revolution starts now.
And welcome to the Albert Lewis Radio Program once again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Albert Lewis Show. Uncensored talk radio without the rules. Glad you can join us. My name is Albert Lewis. Today we're going to talk about Wall Street. They're crying. They're crying like little bitches because they can't get their bonuses. And they're going to find ways to try to rip you off, believe you me. And plus, D.C. workers cheating unemployment. They're collecting unemployment. And they're even working for the city, they're even working for D.C. and still collecting unemployment. Incompetence, to the fullest. This is why we in this country, we'll never get anything done. It's never going to get done because too much incompetency. And also a little bit later on in the program, folks, how you can avoid credit card debt. Avoiding credit card debt. We have a special guest to talk about that. So we got a jam-packed show for the next 55 minutes. Thank you for joining us. By the way, we thank those of you joining us from blogtalkradio.com and those of you joining us from bbsradio.com, especially those on the West Coast there in a central, in a mountain zone. Great for you to give us a join. And by the way, our email is albertlewisradio@aol.com. We're still working on the website to get built. And it's just taking time. I cannot find good help. That's the bottom line. Hey, here in America, I'm trying to solicit the services of an American company. Next time, I'm just going to go to India and get it done, or China and get it done. I get things done faster and a lot cheaper. I'm trying to stay America here, folks. Come on, really? Still taking me a long time. Anyway, that's going to be done pretty soon. And you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Albert Lewis Show. We spell Lewis L-E-W-I-S, all right? And there are two S's there for Albert Lewis Show. But the primary means to get to me right here on the radio program is through my email. Listen, and we're being brought to you by SquareCircle.com. Hey, looking to save between $30 and $50 on your cell phone bill? Plenty. Hundreds of cell phones, by the way, replacement phones for you. So SquareCircle.com, they are our sponsor. And, of course, being sponsored by yours truly. Hey, listen, I am up and available. If you need a motivational speaker for your event, for your company event, profit or nonprofit, it doesn't matter. I can speak highly about your organization and motivate the troops. Hey, just contact me on Albert Lewis radio at AOL.com. Listen, you can call us direct. We have a hotline service at 347-756-8689. That's 347-756-8789. If you're looking for a public speaker or a motivational speaker for your company's next event, outing, picnic, it doesn't matter. I get it all done very nicely, fairly, and extremely inexpensively. So make sure you contact me or just go on any of these platforms you have here, email or just go on the Facebook or Twitter. It doesn't matter. No biggie. No biggie. Anyway, here I am. What is today? Today's today. I don't want to mention a day, I guess, because we play on different days on different networks. And we welcome those of you from the secular stations all over the country for joining me as well. I love what I do, and therefore I do what I love, and hopefully you'll find yours too. But anyway, I just sit here, and it's like a verbal, an audio blog, and I like to do this because I have a perspective. When I was doing radio in New York, I used to put things, I don't candy coat anything, and I guess that's my trademark. You're never going to hear me candy coat anything, and I rarely apologize for anything because I am fully conscious when I speak. I think about what I speak first. Now, listen, I may be wrong, and there may be times that I'm wrong about things. That's not a big deal with me. I may be wrong about several things, and, those of you with the wit and with the smarts who correct me, I'm not going to be ignorant and say, well, you're a liar. You have a political agenda. I'm going to simply say, hey, I was wrong about that. And thank you for straightening that out. So that's the kind of talk show host I am. I try to keep it real. I certainly don't like to candy coat things and what the heck. I'm just another America-loving. It may sound like I'm bashing America many times, but I'm not. I love this country so much, and I'm just trying to do, you know, trying to put it out there so people can do the right thing. I'm sorry, but you know, we are ignorant as a whole. You know, when most of your listeners and most of the people in America are more interested in these stupid, phony reality programs more than knowing what's really going on. You know, hey, here's a big question. Most people don't even know what the name of the vice president is. The other day I started to talk about business with business colleagues about why the federal government, the feds, say they're not going to raise interest rates until 2014. You see, in between the lines, and there's something serious going on out there, folks. They're just not telling us. But there is something really, think about it, there is something really, really, really serious out there when the Fed say, well, we're not going to raise interest rates until 2014. When and this is a decision usually based every quarter of the year, you know, every quarter. And now they're saying they're not going to raise it for, another 2 years? Come on. Something is going down, and I'm finding it. I'm looking for it. This is the program. You're going to find the true answers. No candy coating here, right here. It's the Albert Lewis program, Uncensored. Once again, glad you can join us. But I'm going to find the answer, folks. There's a serious, serious reason, and it ain't because the world is going to end soon. There's a serious reason why the feds are not going to raise interest rates to 2014. All right, so that's going to be something. And we are most to be very careful on that. But anyway, let's kick off with the top story, because we're going to stay on this just a little bit. I like the story about the D.C. workers. Imagine you're collecting unemployment, but you're working for the Washington, D.C. still. What happened to the components there? What happened to the system of checks and balances? Are they taking cue from the federal government out there in D.C.? None of them know what they're doing. The right hand wouldn't know if the left hand is wiping its behind. You know, that's what's going on out there, really. And also, how to avoid credit card debt. Really serious. A lot of folks take blame. This story about the credit card debt, it's really funny because they blame everybody else but you, the credit card holder. You know, I don't care what you do. If you're going to give me an introductory offer of 0% for 6 months, I'm going to take it. I'm going to run with it. I'm going to pay off that balance before the 6 months. I'm not going to miss a payment. Bang. Thank you very much. It's called responsibility, folks, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Glad you can join us once again. All right, let's get to this. With our bonuses slashed, Wall Street is in crisis. That's the way they put the story here. And Wall Street is facing a crisis even worse than the financial meltdown of 2008, reports in New York Magazine, which is the cover story. As a piece of the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act, comes into effect. Revenues are plummeting, bonuses are getting slashed, and the firms are selling chunks of office space. If they were smart, you would never go to Wall Street now. Because what they're saying is the consensus. A lot of folks that were going to get into biological research, medicine, perhaps even physicists or physicians, have engineers, instead of going into their respected fields, they went to Wall Street, obviously for the greed. The money was there. They certainly had the intuition and the capability of making money on Wall Street, and they went to Wall Street, you know? Here's a quick example. There's at least a prospect for huge gain. You also have the potential to be the next Mark Zuckerberg, it looks like. And he's having a lot more fun. And that's why people drove. People just in droves went to Wall Street. During the bonus season, I'm just continuing to read the ad. During the bonus season, Wall Street heavyweights could expect 7 and even 8 figure rewards, but Morgan Stanley capped its cash bonuses at $125,000. Imagine someone used to make millions, now it's capped off at $125K. Really. There's just no money in there. See, this is what happens when you create nothing. I was looking at television last night, and I saw a pharmaceutical company. I saw solar companies, GE, which creates something tangible. Look at this. They create something that's worth something for everybody. In other words, it's tangible. You can use it. It's for the betterment of mankind. It's something good. And yet you get something like Facebook, which creates nothing. But a bunch of morons on there, and yes, I use it, yes. I use it to attract the morons. But a bunch of morons on there where they can get advertising done. This is why Facebook is, it's a $10 billion company, and they create nothing. Nothing, nada, zilch, zero. But a bunch of morons going back and forth telling their business and then crying, boo-hoo, I'm being harassed. But yet they put their freaking business on the internet and complaining about it. Wow. Bank of America trimmed its compensation by limits of $150,000. It's a bloodbath, they say. One of the mid-level Goldman Sachs employees told NBC. One girl was actually crying, I think, after a quarter profits in 2011 fell by 58% from the same time last year. The firm shaved wages and bonuses down to 21%. The firm is cutting costs in other areas too. As Wall Street Journal reports, financial institutions are subleasing or selling off over 2.5 million square feet of space. Bank of America may sell off every inch of office space, keeping its only headquarters in New York City and North Carolina. It's not just temporary belt tightening, according to Sherman, who interviewed over two dozen financial players for a piece. But while the slow economy, didn't they say the economy is getting better here? The financial crisis in Europe and the tsunami in Japan has all halted effects. Well, listen, last time I heard, like today, stock market's at 12.9, 12.8 something, which is the highest since way before the slowdown. By the way, get to me email at albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. Thank you. Your comments, certainly appreciate it. Okay, let's see here. The controversial Dodd-Frank Act, which was gradually coming into effect, touches every single aspect of the financial service industry. Most significantly, banks will no longer be able, for the most part, to conduct perpetrarial trading anymore. I have to do my best into trying to see what I can do. What? Oh, boy. Just lost my train of thought. Just lost my train of thought. But anyway, where was I with this article? Perpetrarial something-something training here? What was it? Where were we with this article? So I got distracted. You know, I'm conducting business as I do a radio show. What was I reading about? The Dodd-Frank Act and such. See what happens, folks, when you get older like me. Here it is. Okay. The Frank Act, the Dodd-Frank Act was gradually affecting the aspects of most significantly, Wall Street will no longer be able, for the most part, to conduct proprietary trading and hedge fund investing. Proprietary. Proprietary trading and hedge fund investing. Yeah, in other words, no more ripping off the people. They have to keep a lot more money on hand too. Yeah. Certainly if I buy something, I gotta have the cash to buy it. If I take credit on it, I gotta have to pay it later. Of course I gotta have, more money on hand. And back to the article here. And can no longer leverage, look at this, leverage at 30 or 40 to 1 ratio on the commonplace at the peak of the credit boon. Yep. Yeah, they can no longer rip people off. They can no longer make money by selling nothing. And they're crying like little bee-ha hitches. That their bonuses are slashed. You know what? You got to produce something, guys. Produce something. When you produce something, then, you know, you make something. If it works, if you make money, you get money. Isn't that a novel idea? So when they make money, everybody makes money. But if you lose money, no, you cannot make money. Let me go back to the article here. In recent years, finances have been able to grab top, financial institutions have been able to grab top talent, from the nation's top schools. But it seems the public vilification of the financial sector, led by Occupy Wall Street and outspoken politicians, have infiltrated campuses. 25% of Yale graduates go into finance or consulting after college. But the Yale students that attended Morgan Stanley information session last November were greeted by 50% of their classmates, chanting phrases like, "Give change a chance. Don't go into finance." And we've got talent. We've got smarts. But our career are moved by our hearts. Hey, maybe they should be rappers. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't care what kind of education you have. You know, Forrest Gump said it best. Stupid is what stupid does. And I tell you something. I know a lot of people with master's degrees. I know a lot of people with bachelor degrees. I know a lot of people with PhDs. And I know a lot of them are idiots. Morons. Couldn't figure out balancing a checkbook. But have all this education, school smarts, common sense, best prevailer, best thing to have, common sense, plus school smarts, balance it out. That's the best way to go. Our society here in America and all over the world put way too much emphasis on education. Now, I'm not saying that everybody, don't get me wrong, I have college. But that doesn't make me smart. My decisions on what I've done may make me smart, or for anybody for that matter. It's what you do with your education. If you do nothing with it, you're not smart. I'm going back to the article here. The global financial services sector announced 200,000 layoffs. All right, let's see what you're saying on the good old comments here. All right, let's go to who's this? This is Mountain Delivery. All right, we all need to borrow more money. That will solve the problem. It's Charles 000. Bonuses are getting slashed and firms are selling chunks of office. Oh my God, the humanity. Please forgive me while I get some tissue. It's Trish. Morgan Stanley capped its bonuses at $125,000. Bank of America trimmed it to $150,000 on the limit. Cash bonuses. It's a bloodbath. Please, may I have a bloodbath. Yeah, the average American don't make this. And this is their bonuses, folks. Come on, you're not getting sympathy from any of us. Here's Charles again. Oh, nope, that's he's saying the same thing. Here's Trend 555. Wall Street can go to hell. There are no need for such casinos. Has nothing to do with investing anymore. Now everybody gets a direct contact. Just some oldies have money in Wall Street casinos. Remember 401k plans? They are junk. Well, you gotta, I guess. Here's Mark. Too bad, so bad. Here's Chuck Sterg. The smartest and the brightest need to be going other places besides Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Here's my three G's emailing us. They are lucky that they don't need to go to work in armored cars and wear flak jackets because that's what a high percentage of those crooks deserve. So I guess you're not getting any sympathy here, folks. What do you think? Why don't you email me, albertlewisradio@aol.com. Here's Ben. Pay monkeys, get monkeys. Pay peanuts, get monkeys. Okay. All right, Ben. We got you there. Here's one. Everybody eventually gets what they deserve. Hope they lose their mansions. Here's one. My husband has lost his bonus at his job over 2 years ago. Didn't feel bad for the Wall Street workers one bit. Everybody is feeling the pain. It just took the greediest a while to cut back to. All right, let's do one more while we are at it. No sympathy. No. We read that one again. I'm just trying to find a short one here. By the way, welcome to the Albert Lewis program, Uncensored. Here's one. Those bonuses are more than twice a good American families' income with degrees. Wow. Greed is good. Yeah, absolutely. not feeling bad for anybody. Bonus programs, hey, listen, you produce something, you get something. Why not? That's the way it works, doesn't it? I would like to think so. Anyway, that's what that is. So Wall Street is crying like a bunch of babies. They're not making all that short of money anymore. Oh, boy. Bonuses out the street. Oh, boy. What are we going to do now? No more bonuses. Well, you know what? You're not getting any sympathy from any of us here. And that is that, folks. All right, you know what? DC workers cheat unemployment. Hey, listen. And they didn't even check to see these folks were working right under their noses. Back with that and more right here on the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored. Hey, are you currently spending too much on your cell phone bill? Square Circle Wireless is an AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile master broker. With more than 18 years in the business, Square Circle has developed specials with these carriers and passed the savings on to you. Square Circle Wireless can save you 30 to 50% on your cell phone bill. They represent nearly all of the cell phone carriers, and if you're not in a contract, you can save money right now. When you sign up for any cell phone plan, receive a free Bluetooth or Jupiter Jack. And for the first time in 40 years, Verizon, AT&T, and Mobile are allowing hardworking individuals to become cell phone dealership owners with little out-of-pocket costs. This is a great way to get America back working. You can start earning right away, working full-time or part-time. And 10% of the revenues go to a military veterans group. They have the largest selection of cell phones in the country with over 100 new in-the-box replacement phones, flip phones, iPhones, and much, much more. Just call area code 224-202-7575. Please leave a message if you don't get through. That number again is area code 224-202-7575. And you can also email at info@squarecirclewireless.com. That's info@squarecirclewireless.com. Call today, start saving and making money tomorrow. And hey, listen, if you're looking for a motivational speaker or public speaker for your event, just contact me, Albert Lewis, at albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. Email me and I'll have my, my rep get in touch with you. And see how we can get your speaking engagement going. That's what I do, public speaking. Hey, listen, and it's extraordinarily inexpensive. All right, we're back. It's the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored. Yeah. Every week we do it right here, whichever platforms you're listening to us from. You can just contact us on our email there, albertlewisradio@aol.com. Also, listen, you can also Twitter us or Facebook us at Albert Lewis Show. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Albert Lewis Show. And yes, indeed, there are two S's there. I can't, you know, it gets very confusing when you don't have, when you have more than one multiple letter coming in at a time. Yep, two S's there. Anyway. Glad you can join us. Anyway, and we're here each and every week, so just check whether you're listening to us from whatever radio station or whether you're listening to us from blogtalkradio.com/Albert Lewis Show or from bbsradio.com/The Albert Lewis Show. Over on BBS Radio, we're on Thursday evenings Eastern on 12 midnight, 9 p.m. on the West Coast. That's at bbsradio.com, The Albert Lewis Show, Thursday evenings. Midnight. Hey, it's a great listen. Great networks, we're on, and great radio. Great talk radio. You know, radio, talk radio should be the anchor of America. Because though I love music, the bottom line here is I need to listen to the talk. It just stimulates my mind. It's very mentally stimulating. Glad you can join us. Hey, and be happy. Listen, advertise right here on the radio. Just like you're listening, so are thousands of other people listening. And on the Albert Lewis, it's an extraordinary opportunity to advertise. I do advertising. Yeah, I do. There you are. Listen a little bit there. And you know what? People respond. That's my value for this program. That is my value for the Albert Lewis Show. That's what I do. I create a value. You listen. Other people listen. You advertise, other people listen to the advertising, they go on your website, they come to your stores, they ring your phones. Very simple and very inexpensive, too, especially over the net. So, Albert Lewis Radio at AOL.com. Anyway, let's get to this story here. Happens to be a story of dozens of D.C. workers may lose jobs over alleged unemployment fraud. You know, and I needed to say alleged before, too. I remember I almost got into deep trouble without saying alleged. Oh, yeah, I accused those people. I accused those of collecting unemployment. My God, I needed to say alleged. Anyway, allegedly created fraud. And it's dozens. You know, and it goes back for me to say, hey, listen, maybe they're taking a cue from the federal government out there in Washington. Once again, none of them know what they're doing. If the left hand wiped the behind, the right hand wouldn't know it. That's the way it is. Human nature, incompetency. Not that I love them any less. After all, we are the 10th best country in the world. Oh, yeah. If you listen a couple of shows back, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, go listen a couple of shows back. Go look in the archives on any of the networks, actually. Go look in the archives. Several weeks ago, I outlined why we are number 10. So, listen, I love this country. I love it. We're the 10th best country in the world. Anyway, you know? But don't hate me because of it. I mean, the reality is I don't make up the numbers. I didn't do it. That's just the way it is. Whatever survey company, whoever spent the time to get that done, that's the way they put it. So I love this country. Don't know any other. But man, we're the 10th best. We should be thankful. Anyway, let's get into this article, and I have a piece right here. Where are you? There it is.
Dozens of D.C. employees could soon be fired after allegedly collecting thousands of dollars in unemployment while they held jobs with the city. D.C. Bureau Chief Sam Ford joins us now to explain how much this unemployment fraud is costing D.C. Sam.
Allison, we're talking about nearly $1 million over 3 years.
Now, listen, $1 million over 3 years, it's not a lot of money. Really, it's not a lot of money. But what you have to ask yourself is those are the ones that got caught. In other words, those are the ones that actually got caught red-handed. And if there's so much of incompetency there, how many others are doing it that didn't get caught? There's your real question.
Here at DC Employment Services, they say they received a federal grant to examine fraud in unemployment claims, and they found plenty of it right here in the DC government.
So in other words, you need money? You mean there's no stature in local or state or federal municipalities to look for fraud? They think no one is going to commit fraud? They think nobody's going to be dishonest? In this litigious society we live in, you have to have a grant to find these things? Wow. A grant. They need a grant. Why don't somebody give a grant to find out how the $60 billion in Medicaid and Medicare costs are being done? $60 billion a year, folks. $60 billion a year. And that's the ones they know. If you ask me, I think it goes well into the hundreds of billions. Medicaid, Medicare fraud. So why isn't there a grant for that? Somebody put together a grant for that and stop this nonsense lawlessness. I mean, really.
Among the people seeking help at the D.C. unemployment office today.
Them people taking advantage of and hurting the people that do need unemployment.
People that's out here that can't find a job and they work and they get unemployment, that's not fair.
But the
That's not fair. Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair, folks. That's not fair. It's not fair when America gives other countries billions of dollars when they're in their backyard, people are starving. That's not fair. It's not fair to say to the solar and the wind industry, we don't want to supplement you anymore, but you give freaking billions of dollars to the oil companies who are making billions of dollars in profit. That's not fair. That's not fair. When politicians go and they get inside information on certain companies, on stock, and yet they're getting ready to vote on legislation, and they vote on it predicated on the monies they're going to make. That's not fair. That's not fair for the House and the Senate all to worry about their own pockets. That's not fair. That's not fair when lobbyist groups and special interest groups dominate and run politicians in all branches, legislative, executive, and what is the other branch? Damn it, it slips me. But that's not fair. It's not fair that those who have money can influence those and the hell with everybody else. That's not fair. That's not fair. The Constitution says we are the people, and yet our leaders and our legislators and our lawmakers are all worrying about their own pockets. That's not fair. Is that fair? Oh, that's not fair. Hey, we live in an unfair society. So I guess what's happening in D.C. is just right along with the program.
D.C. government says its own investigation has found 90 current city employees who have every week applied for and received unemployment checks, even though they have jobs with agencies like the schools.
Well, what's wrong with that? They're just people being greedy. They're just people being dishonest. Well, hello, people are dishonest. Ever see those, ever watch those court cases or those, news programs where the people are caught red-handed and they're lying? I didn't do it. There they are on film, on tape. Guy knocks some lady over the head with a brick to steal her pocketbook. Well, I didn't do it. But, sir, it's you right on there. That's you. Isn't that you? Isn't that you wearing that black jacket and the hat, the same you're wearing right now? That looks like you. The face looks just like you. I didn't do it. Oh, I wouldn't do that. Come on, officer. That wasn't me. I didn't shoot him. I didn't rob that bank. I did not rob that bank. I don't be robbing banks. But it's you. It's you on the surveillance. Listen, let's stop being stupid, folks. People are liars. People are connivers. People are crooks. People are thieves. You have them all. They have a lot of bad people out there. You got a lot more good people, but you got a lot of bad people. All right, so let's stop this. Let's not act surprised here.
The city council, even the unemployment agency itself.
Unemployment, so they work for unemployment, and they're collecting unemployment. Knowing that they work for unemployment, how stupid can you be? Wow. Yippee-yay.
I would suspect that this is not something recent, but it were we surprised yet?
You're damn right, lady. That's not just recent. That didn't just happen yesterday. And you shouldn't be surprised about anything. But go ahead.
Yes, we were.
The investigation into unemployment fraud found 90 current and 40 former employees have received $840,000 in unemployment since 2009.
Now, Shane, 90. 90. That's all I'm saying. 90. How many more? How many more are there? You gotta think to yourself, huh? Am I getting you to think? Let me know. AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. Once again, AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
And they actually had jobs.
Hey, you don't do that. That's wrong.
Bad economy, so people do bad things.
Whatever it says about need, greed, human nature.
My recommendation, if they have received overpayments and they fraudulently, that they should be terminated.
Should they have to pay the money back?
You're damn
absolutely
right.
She said the 90 have or are being notified and placed on leave. Yes, administrative leave with pay.
She says that they have to do it that way. Those are the rules. The Employment Service Director also says she has referred these cases to the D.C. Attorney General and the D.C. Inspector General for possible prosecution.
By the way, those are the rules. That's right. You can thank your unions for that. Those are the rules. You can't fire them. You can't let them go. You got to pay them while you're investigating them. Those are the rules. In the real world, you're caught stealing, your ass is right out of here. That's the real world. But a real world. But, you know, that doesn't apply. The real world does not apply, especially when it comes to unions. That doesn't apply. No. The real world? Oh, no. This kind of crap wouldn't even happen. But I guess, once again, got the unions and, you know, they got to set the rules. There it is. Not that I'm anti-union. What I am is anti-stupidity. And I don't think whether you're in a union or not, if you do something wrong, your ass should be out of there because that's my company. Let's say I'm running that company. I'm going to be fair. If I'm going to be fair to you, you're going to have to be fair to me. And like I said before, we live in a litigious society where people just don't give a damn. And they should be out on their asses when they don't give a damn. Sorry about my French. But anyway, that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel. That's why this is the Albert Lewis Show, uncensored. Thank you very much. Talk radio. Without the rules. Gonna have we do have rules, actually. But anyway, let's see some of your comments here. Let's look at what did a Moonraker say. It shows that if it can be done, people will do it, regardless of integrity. That's right. Don't steal. Government hates competition. That's from Dan. Nice one, Dan. Nice. Here's one from Roll Up. Not sure why they would not lose their jobs unless they are counting the ones that get in prison. Pretty sad when you have people like that living around and still taking advantage. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Here's Bill. I haven't seen folks on unemployment obtain unemployment and notify the unemployment agency and still receive their checks due to a computer glitch or clerical errors. Once the error is found, they are responsible for paying the money back. This is probably a case where the agency covered their butts due to clerical errors and blaming it all on the recipients. No, I don't think so, sir. I don't agree with you there, Bill. You know what I think happened? Incompetency. You have it at every level. You have it at state, city, federal. Hey, ever notice that a lot of the city employees and state employees, it's not my job. And they're just waiting for the day to end and waiting to collect their paycheck every 2 weeks. That's all it is. Here's one from Rick Lust. Typical Washington, D.C. Same old, same old. Yeah, you're right. Seems like the culture. That's a culture. A culture of incompetency. Let's see here. Sherry says, wow, taking our money, not unusual, but getting caught. Gov.fraud. Wow. Not surprising at all. They can get these people to say and to get hurt, work at blah, 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 lift 200 pounds. Yeah, you're right. People, they go around and wanting all kind of benefits. Here's one. I guarantee you these are all Obama voters. and Marie says, what does Obama have to do with this? I agree. What does Obama have to do with this? Here's Dean. All government fraud should be prosecuted at the highest extent and penalty, regardless of their abuser. Here's one more. Force people like this to live in homeless shelters for a week. Perhaps they would get a clue. Yeah, well, that's just the way it is, folks. That's the kind of society we live in. I can't see any other reason. And why is it a surprise? Why is it surprising that people are surprised about this? Wow. I have zero idea. But anyway, hey, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to come actually back with something happy. I know I do stories like this, and I know that the Albert Lewis Show is all about semi-anger. And the bottom line is I'm just trying to get people to really open their eyes. That's all. That's all we're really trying to do. It's just get people to open their eyes. And join us. Just join us. Email us. AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. And, we can take it over from there. We can dialogue from there. All right? So, anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to come back. Hey, how to avoid credit card debt. That's right. How to avoid credit card debt. We'll be back with that and more right here on the Albert Lewis Show. Uncensored. Hey, listen, if you live within the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut areas, I just love these live commercials, and you're looking for a great deal on a car, then log on to nycmaxcars.com. And I tell you why. At nycmaxcars.com, they have a huge selection variety of cars at the best prices. They're located in Woodside, Queens. And I tell you what, a lot of other dealers are located in Woodside, Queens as well. But those dealers' cars, for some reason, their prices are higher than Max Cars. And I tell you what, Max Cars do such a wonderful job. I know the owner personally. And I tell you, he'll take great care of you. And they finance anybody. If you breathe, if you got a pulse, you'll get a loan. Yeah. So once again, if you're within the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut tri-state area, log on to NYCMaxCars.com. That's NYCMaxCars.com. They're located at 5511 Woodside Avenue in Woodside, Queens. NYCMaxCars.com. And hey, listen, if you're looking for audiobooks, you're looking for production, you're a publisher, you need those audiobooks done, huh? What about my voice? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you see that? I also do that as well. Public speaking, motivational speaking, product presentation, and so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what I do. That's me. And here's what you can do. You can contact me on my email at albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com, or contact me directly on my hotline at 347, that's the area code, 756-8689. For more information, that's 347-756-8689. Goggle, goggle. And I will be there to represent you, your organization. Profits and nonprofits are encouraged to contact us. Once again, email is albertlewisradio@aol.com. And we are back. This is the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored Talk Radio Without the Rules, every week right here on these internet networks, platforms, stations across America, and so much more. Glad you can join us. Yeah. I like this song. By the way, you can also Twitter us or Facebook us at Albert Lewis Show. That's Twitter and Facebook at Albert Lewis Show. Once again, you spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And yes, there are two S's there on Albert Lewis Show. So you can hit us on our social network sites as well, and we'll be more than happy to respond. And we're trying to get followers, so follow us, whether, you know, on any of our internet platforms, Blog Talk or BBS Radio. Just to follow us and give us a click there. Click a, where is it on, right there. See, look down a little bit. You're looking at your screen there. Look down a little bit. You see where it says email, or look over here where you see Facebook or Twitter. Just jot something down there. Let me know you exist there. All right. Let me know. Let us compadre. Let us communicate back and forth. You and me, compadre. Anyway, where was I? Oh, you know, radio is something, not that it's tiring, but I love doing it. I tell you, I love spewing the spew. And and if I can get through to one person, that'd be great. One person, common sense is what I'm all about. I don't candy coat anything. I don't make apologies for anything. I'm in full consciousness here. I don't drink and I don't do drugs, so I think I'm 100% knowing what I'm doing. Speaking about that, before I get to credit card debt here, how to avoid credit card debt. Isn't that something, you know, talk radio, one of my talk radio colleagues, Roland, he's the guy on CNN, and he was actually forced, he was suspended over a controversial statement he made about gays. This is getting out of hand. Everybody have to get over it. I can't make fun of anybody anymore. I get suspended if I do? Well, not on these platforms, but others. I'm trying to find the article now. Come on, suspend over what? Oh, here it is right here. Suspended commentator and just over what he said. He tweeted it, too. CNN Roland Martin over offensive Super Bowl tweet. Listen, let me tell you something, folks. We're still trying to get over racial equality. What the hell is this with gay, being gay? I mean, you know what? It's a decision. If I'm a man, if I'm a dark man, that's my pigment. If I'm a dark man, I was born that way. I can't do nothing about that. But my sex, and don't you have to be sexual to be considered homosexual? How could we deem kids who have never had sex before. Homosexuals. Sex is the optimum word here, isn't it? If you never had sex with the opposite sex, does that make you homosexual? If you're thinking of having tendencies, I don't think that makes you homosexual. I just think that makes you open. Open to different things. Open to both sides. I remember I was one. Hey, wherever I can get the pleasure. On that side or this side, maybe they can be like that. But homosexual, and what's wrong with that? Just keep your stuff in your own bedroom. Because I'm going to go outside and I'm going to go out loud and say, hey, I'm heterosexual. I love boobies. Hey, I love boobies. I love boobies. Why am I telling you, or why are you telling me you like a guy? Or why are you telling me you want sexual equal rights? I don't care. Keep it in your bedroom, bro. And I'll keep mine in my bedroom. Otherwise, I like boobies. I like women. I like looking at a nice rounded ass on a woman. Yeah. I like the smell thing and texture. Yeah. Cause I am heterosexual and damn proud of it. Show me some boobies, damn it. Yeah, maybe I'll go around doing that. Let's see here. I go off on a rant. I'm sorry. political commentator Ron Aaron had been suspended indefinitely by CNN over a series of tweets he published during the Super Bowl. And here's what he said. Martin's tweets were regrettable and offensive, CNN says. Okay, the language. Okay, what did he say? Okay, here's what he wrote. If a dude in your Super Bowl party is hyped about David Beckham's H&M underwear ad, smack the ish out of him. Okay. And then here's another one. Who the hell is New England Patriots? They just showed in a head to toe pink suit. Oh, needs a visit from Team Whoop Ass. Whoop that ass. Come on. Really? What did he say? Come on. Look at this. CNN, I apologize later. Based on several tweets I made on my Twitter feed on Super Bowl Sunday yesterday, I have been accused by members of the, lesbian, gay, whatever, community of being supportive to violence against gays and lesbians and bullying. The farthest thing from the truth. I sincerely regret any offense. Oh, come on. Have some balls, Roland. I said it. So what? Get over it. I see a lot of things. We live in a society that says a lot of crap. The rich say the poor are a piece of garbage. Oh, you bully me. How many times does somebody rich looks down their nose and looks at you and whatever? How many somebody poor? How many blacks do it to whites? How many whites do it to blacks? How many Asians do it to this? Come on, just say things. Sometimes say things out of a humor. I'm not going to apologize for anything. To the gays, hey, keep your crap in your bedroom, and I'll keep my crap in my bedroom, and let us just get along. Because you know what? Gay or not, you're just a loving human being. I'll love you like my brother from another mother, or my sister from another mother. I don't care whether you're gay, I don't care whether you're not. But don't start pushing your agenda with me. My kids have the right to know, hey, a square peg goes in a square hole. Huh? A triangle goes in a triangle hole. In order to make children, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's what happens. I have the right. I have that right. And I have the right to want to look at boobies. I don't care. And I say it in front of my wife. So what? I'm a man, damn it. I love women. I'm heterosexual. You don't like it? Too bad. But don't spring your crap on me. I won't spring my crap on you. Hey, let's stay there. Okay, anyway, that was that rant. Let's get to this thing about, let's see, I fell off the hook here. I fell off the boat. How to avoid credit card debt. That's what we want to do here. It's the Albert Lewis Show. Thank you very much. By the way, you can email me, albertlewisradio@aol.com. Anyway, let's get into this article about saving money or staying out of credit card debt. All right, here we go. Here's my public service for the week. All right, goes like this.
Consumer debt is feared to be the next explosion that brings down the economy. And to avoid that, President Obama has been cracking down on what he calls predatory lending practices. Tim Wilkins from freedomdebt.com stopped by with some tips on what you should watch out for so that you don't become a victim. All right, good to see you back here again, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Audra.
Today we're talking about the tricks of the credit trap.
Why, thanks for having me. Hello.
Great. And a lot of people don't realize the things that are being done to keep them in debt. So if you are in debt, you find yourself in trouble, what are the things that you can actually do to try to get yourself out of that situation? Are there really tricks?
There are tricks, and the credit card companies have been using them. The Fed has actually called what they do unfair and deceptive, and now you know this administration is cracking down on them left and right.
Unfair and deceptive? Cracking down on it? Come on, you had unfair and deceptive since the beginning of the birth of this country. Unfair and deceptive. What do you think slavery was? Think that was fair? Think there was nothing deceptive about that?
Right.
One of the things they've done for a lot of people is loose credit standards to give people credit cards maybe they shouldn't have and teaser rates.
That's not good. Yeah.
Okay, you see what she says? That's not good. Hey, that's not good. Don't give anybody credit card rates. Don't give anybody zero interest on credit cards or credit cards they can't afford. That's not right. No, it's the responsibility of the individual. If that individual cannot afford to have credit cards, then that individual should make that decision that they can't. It's not fair. It is fair. I can handle credit cards. Give me 0% and give me a large credit limit. I'll show you how to use it. And damn it, I'll keep it too.
Yeah, they lure you in with 0% for 6 months or 4.9 balance transfers, and they really make it easy for you to get yourself in debt.
No, they don't. You only get yourself in debt because you get yourself in debt. If I spend a dollar, I'm going to pay a dollar for something. That's it. I spend a dollar, I have a dollar, I pay a dollar. Thank you.
Before you know it, though, you go from a small balance and a small rate to a high balance and a high rate, and the spiral really starts. And that's where a lot of people get in trouble.
That's when you don't take care of your bill. Obviously, there are consequences if you don't pay your bill, mister.
Just talking about that, too. If you're not really careful and really looking at those statements every single month, it can double within a matter of a couple of months. Your interest rate can double, and you don't even know it.
No, and you know what you do? Then you pay it off. When you see them cheating you, when you see them ramming it to you, you pay it off, and then you cut the credit card in half. What is so hard about that?
Actually, they've been doing that lately. The legislation goes into effect May of 2010, I believe it is, and they're going to try and make all the money they can between now and then. So they're raising rates all over as part of what they call a risk assessment. And they're also lowering your credit limit. And you don't know it. You're over, and now you've got over-limit fees. You've got overdraft fees. And they're really trying to make all the money they can before it's too late.
Once again, if you don't stay on top of it, if you don't stay on top of your medicine, you die. If you don't stay on top of your education, don't expect a good job. If you don't stay on top of your sanity, don't expect things to go right.
All at our expense. Okay, so there's a couple of tips that you give us for things that we should be looking for. The first one is that we should shop rates. So what's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, start with your existing cards. Start with calling the companies that have your credit now and saying, what's the best rate you can give me? And like you said, be checking your statement every month, because that's where they can sneak it in for you, and you don't know how many months they've been doing it.
And also watch out for the balance transfers. You say that they might have transfer fees as high as 3%.
Some will be 0%, which is nice. Some will just have a $50 or $25 fee, but some can be 3%. Up to 3% of your total transfer.
Okay, so you have to really realize, is it worth doing all that for 3%?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then make sure that once you transfer things over, that you destroy those cards. Don't necessarily close those accounts.
Just cut them up? Get
just
rid of them?
Cut them up. Don't put them on
cut
ice
them up,
because
baby.
I smelt. Get them away from yourself.
Right.
That's where a lot of the folks that are coming to us with problems have gotten into trouble. That's when you got to call someone like FreedomDebt.com,
cut
the
up.
Industry leader, one of the industry leaders that really right now in a market that's just exploding, people are taking advantage. That's another thing. People are trying to get out of these problems through debt settlement, which is what we do, and a beautiful way to help yourself gain financial freedom. But people are opportunists in every market, and they're just taking them down. If you look at these examples of how we've helped people, we've lowered what they actually owe, and we've gone to the credit card companies. This example, they owed almost $14,000. We reduced that to right around $4,000, which is really a bright light for someone struggling. We
That's
reduced their principal balance to give them the opportunity to be debt-free.
People turn into a whole other person when the debt is lifted, you know? It makes you feel completely different, too.
Or you can start investing in your now and in your future, which many people don't have the luxury of doing right
now. Absolutely. Well, so good to see you. Thanks again, Tim. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And there's my piece of public service for the week. Anyway, we've run out of time. Don't forget to join us next week at this same time on this same channel. on the, this same platform, the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored. I'm Albert Lewis. Hey, don't forget to just drop me an email. Let me know what you think. If you want to advertise and so much other things, that's albertlewisradio at AOL.com. albertlewisradio at AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. God bless, and I'll see everybody next week.